Vi ste uz SBS na srpskom.
Ko od nas u nekom trenutku u životu nije morao da deli životni prostor sa osobom koja ima potpuno drugačiju narav i životne navike? Kada se ovom temom pozabavi Neil Simon, jedan od najuspešnijih pisaca u istoriji Broadwaya i jedan od najizvođenijih pisaca širom sveta, tada nastane komedija Neobičan par, odnosno na engleskom The Odd Couple. Publika u Melbourneu će imati priliku da vidi ovu komediju od 23. novembra do 2. decembra u pozorištu u Essendonu, Essendon Theatre Company. U glumačkoj postavi nalazi se Michael Todorović, mladi australijski glumac srpskog porekla. Michael je danas naš gost i reći će nam nešto više o predstavi. Michael, dobrodošao u program na srpskom jeziku.
Hvala, drago mi je što sam ponovo ovdje sa vama.
That's wonderful. I should probably say welcome back, because this is your second time as our guest. In April, we talked about Mine, the play with a strong message against violence in sports. And today we're going to talk about a comedy. So what's been happening in your acting career in these 7 months? You're obviously an actor who can take on the challenge of various genres.
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the most forefront quality of any actor is to be very adaptable, flexible, and malleable. And so, you know, in the case that you pointed out is, you know, when we last spoke, I was still am part of a production called Mine, which is a pretty heavy drama. And now, you know, very opposite this, you know, to comedy. It's a romantic comedy play, and yeah, it's they're both very fun in their own way. And in the 7 months, it's just been obviously focusing on this play that I have coming up now, The Odd Couple female version. And well, yeah, I might as well drop the ball now, but I've been working on a feature film which I'm planning to start production within the next 18 to 24 months. And there will be a lot of, I guess, focus on casting a lot of Serbs for these various roles. So, yeah, this is kind of just, I didn't even think I was going to tell anyone this, but here I am now.
Well, thank you for that exclusive piece of information.
No, you're welcome.
Well, now to go back to what's happening now, tell us something more about the play, The Odd Couple, female version. Why female? Is there a male version?
Yes. The first version of The Odd Couple, it focuses on these two men, and it's essentially centered around them. It's still a comedy. And this female version, it's instead of the two men being the leads, you've got two females as the lead. So I've got to be honest, I haven't read the original Odd Couple version. I've only read the female version. So that's probably some reading I might have to do just to see what the differences are. But this version, I have to say, it's a lot of fun. It's very funny. And it's something that I think a lot of people can really get behind.
Which part are you playing and how are you preparing for it?
Yeah, so I'm playing a Spanish gentleman, Onye Spansky gentleman. His name is Manolo Costazuela, and he comes from Barcelona. He's been in America now for 3 months. He's the older brother, Sari Brat Jesus. Spelovao Isus, ali izgovara se Jesus. So it's a little bit funny there. And I've been preparing just by really digging into the character. That's been my main focus. You know, each role that I take on, it changes, you know, from different productions, roles and characters that you work on. But with Manol, I really wanted to find the soul and the heart of this character, because it can be very easy to play this character as just very like slapstick comedy and you don't feel for the character. But when you look at this play, with all of these characters, not just Manolo, but it's almost very tragic with what these characters have gone through. And so the way we kind of, I guess, sympathize with these characters is through the art of comedy. And so for me, it's about finding and balancing out that, the kind of pathos and as well as, the lighter side to it.
Is that the most challenging thing in the rehearsals? Given that it's a comedy, we might think that you're having a lot of fun, and you did mention fun. But what I've heard that comedies are actually very tough to, to act in. So how are your rehearsals going? And can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, rehearsals have been going really good. From this day, we were about a week out from opening night, which is November 23rd, Thursday night. And yeah, I mean, comedies are really tough to play because there is that level where if you play to the comedy, so if you kind of, I guess, indulge yourself in the comedic aspects of a character, a certain line that they may say, then it becomes lost in translation. And yourself as an audience member, you're like, well, no, this not only is it not funny, but I don't care about this person anymore. But then at the same time, if you play too serious, then you still lose the audience. So it really, really is a massive balancing act. That's what I find that comedy to be. It's a balancing act, and sometimes the weight is going to shift, to the left or to the right, but it's just about being like, okay, just counteract one or the other to get it back into balance.
Now, without revealing too much of the plot, of course, can you tell us what makes this play popular? Why should we come and watch it? Why would you recommend it? How would you entice us to come?
Well, from the work that we've all put in, I think that's first and foremost. Everyone has worked really hard on this play, but sometimes hard work isn't gonna, sell tickets or entice people. But I think the really enticing thing with this play is, it's something where it's universal. It talks about love, talks about heartbreak, it talks about, dreams and human connection. And that's something that we all strive for, is to connect with other people, whether it be personally or professionally. We all want to connect with other people. And this play is very much about exactly that, human connection. And, some people might rub you the wrong way. Some people you just, as soon as you meet, bang, you click straight away. And it's exploring those dynamics between these different characters as they interact with each other.
That's very well put. Well, thank you, Michael, for being our guest today. Hvala ti mnogo na gostovanju i na izdvojenom vremenu.
No worries. And there is something else I would like to mention, just with the people that I've worked on this play. I would like to, shout out to Taylor Scheel. She plays the lead character Olive. Emily Porello playing Florence. Bethany Simmons playing Mickey. Rosalind Shafiq-Aid, who's also the president of the Essendon Theatre Company, she's playing Vera and also helping out in various roles backstage. Alexandra Trakula, who plays Sylvie. Bridget Peeler, who plays Renee. Tom Pickering, who plays my younger brother in the play, Jesus. And as well as our back of house staff, Michael Bentley, who works in sound and lightning, sound and lighting, sorry. Shane Morris, who's our stage manager. Francis Orlando, our costume designer. Christine Nilsson, our production coordinator. Angela Snell, our director of the play, and Neil Simon, the writer. So the performances will be on Bradshaw Street Community Hall. Mesto je Bradshaw Street Community Hall na Essendon. Sedišta u pozorištu, restoranu i ponesite svoju hranu i piće. Za više informacija, visit essendontheatrecompany.com.au.
Hvala, Michael. Bio je to razgovor sa Michaelom Todorovićem, koga možete gledati u predstavi Neobičan par, ženska verzija, koja igra u pozorištu u Essendonu od 23. novembra do 2. decembra s početkom u 20 časova, četvrtkom, petkom i subotom i s početkom u 14 časova u nedelju. Ja sam Nataša Kampmark, slušate SBS program na srpskom jeziku.
Želite da čujete još priča poput ove? Slušajte nas na Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify ili odakle god slušate podcast.